some here in the community say it didn't have to be this way. I'm talking about the people who lived in this area dating back 10,000 years.
Hi.
The Pomo.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Great. I'm so happy to meet you. Thanks so much for taking time to talk with us today.
We're off to a good start. At least you're happy to meet me.
That's Clint McKay, his wife Lucy, and Ben Benson, who work at Pepperwood Nature Preserve, where we're meeting them. McKay is a citizen of the Dry Creek Band of Pomo, and he's been educating people on Native culture, including fire, for decades.
You know, we've seen what seven generations of neglect could do, and so now we've been given another opportunity. So I'll be curious to see where we go from here and what the next seven generations show.
He's talking about what happens when you don't burn what he calls duff. It's the dead stuff, weeds, grass, chaparral. It's all part of keeping things cleaned up, not managed.
Basically, what they've asked us to do here is provide some insight to the native way of working with the land. And I say working with the land, I don't particularly like the term land management. Management to me means that you're controlling something. And we certainly don't have the ability or I believe the right to try to control nature, so we work with it.
When you don't work with it, it can get out of control and can be fuel for deadly wildfires. McKay is the cultural consultant and Native American Advisory Committee chair at Pepperwood Preserve. He also works full-time for the city of Santa Rosa and helps get artifacts and sacred items back into tribal hands, like baskets. McKay's aunt is Mabel McKay, a well-known and well-respected basket maker. Basket making is in his DNA. It's just one of the reasons why he wants to educate people about the good things fire can do. It keeps future fires from getting out of control, yes, but you might not consider that it helps keep their basket making traditions alive.
You want to go to Redwood Canyon?
That's probably the best.
Good.
Yeah, that's the...
I'm ready.
We pile into a sturdy white van and begin the steep and curvy climb up to Redwood Canyon. McKay explains that before the Tubbs fire in 2017, he and some other members of the council were planning a controlled burn in some areas of Pepperwood.
And so what we had wanted to do is clear out some of the duff, some of the unwanted fir trees that have been taken over this black oak grove.
Majestic black oaks dominate the burned landscape. We begin ascending the slope, where McKay points out new life emerging literally from the ashes.
So this whole area in here, now that fire's come and burned all that duff and all that stuff off, you have a chance to get back down to the soil. You folks are probably one of the last people that are going to get to come here that can really tell, wow, something really happened here.